If I asked you how much exercise you should be getting, you, a devoted Health Report listener, could probably rattle off the Australian government recommendations fairly easily. For adults, it's about 30 minutes of moderate physical activity 5 times a week, or a mix of moderate and physical vigorous activity plus muscle strengthening activities at least 2x a week. That is to say, you know the recommendations, even if you, like 75% of Australians, don't actually meet them. But what if you're in a higher risk group? Say you have genes in your family that make you more likely to develop type 2 diabetes. Does that change the amount of physical activity you should be doing? Well, at the moment, there are no official guidelines, but new research suggests that maybe there should be. Here to talk about the study is one of its authors, Melody Ding. Hi, Melody.
Hi, Tegan. Thanks for having me.
How did you come to be studying exercise and diabetes risk personally?
It's a really interesting example of my professional interest and my personal interest collided, because I come from a family with quite a high genetic risk for type 2 diabetes. My dad was recently diagnosed in his 60s, and he has several siblings and cousins with type 2 diabetes as well. So as a very active person myself, I've been wondering, has the physical activity I've been doing protecting me against type 2 diabetes, considering my genetic risk?
And I wonder if you had to declare that. Did you have to declare that as a conflict?
That is a really good point. I probably should have. And professionally, I know that currently most of the evidence on type 2 diabetes prevention and physical activity come from self-reported physical activity. And we know that they tend to be biases. And we know that there are questions that are unanswered, such as what is the role that light intensity physical activity plays? Because that's not something that we can report very accurately on. So because of the two reasons, we went on the journey to find answers.
So you've looked at the joint factors of genetics, which you've talked about and from your own experience as well, and physical activity. You said self-reported stuff isn't that reliable. You've used accelerometer data, so you've got some pretty robust statistics. What did you find?
It's a really interesting study from the UK Biobank. So we have about more than 60,000 participants with genetic data and accelerometry. And what we found was that there was a very strong protective relationship between physical activity and type 2 diabetes risk. And it's particularly pronounced with the moderate to vigorous intensity physical activity. So that's the activity that gets you to sweat and out of breath, and we find a much weaker association with light intensity physical activity. So when we account for all other risk factors and the demographics and genetics, what we found was that the participants in the top 10 percentile of physical activity level quantified by moderate to vigorous intensity activity, they have about a quarter of the risk compared with those in the bottom 10 percentile.
Right. So can you talk to me about the sort of bang for buck that you're getting? Because there's people with high genetic risk, there's people who are highly active, and then obviously the other end of the spectrum. What kind of outcomes are you getting when you're moving people even with high genetic risk into a very active sort of mode?
Yeah, so what we found was that the protective effects of moderate to vigorous physical activity seems to hold across different genetic predispositions. So it's equally protective among the high and the low risk in terms of the genetics. And very interestingly, what we found was that those with a high genetic risk and high level of physical activity seems to have actually lower risk to develop type 2 diabetes compared with those with low genetic risk and low level of physical activity. So we think that's a really positive piece of information, especially to those coming from a family background like mine with high genetic risk. And it really seems to show that if we continue to be active, particularly at the moderate vigorous intensity level, we can fight off quite a large proportion of the risk associated with type 2 diabetes.
And you didn't seem to find a limit in terms of the benefit that you got from physical activity.
Yes, that's a very interesting finding, because previous very limited research based on self-reported physical activity seems to have a threshold effect. And what we found was a dose-response linear association without any minimum or maximum threshold. So what that means is that at any level, we could get benefits. So there doesn't need to be a minimum threshold, but the more we do, the more benefits we get. And we haven't really found a diminishing point from the sample. Of course, this finding needs to be replicated by future studies using accelerometer measure and comparable genetic risk measures. But preliminarily, based on this study, what we suggest is if you can be active, sorry, let me say that again, if you can be active, and if you can be more active, be more active.
Good advice. So what sort of policy implications would you hope to see coming out of your research?
Diabetes is a huge chronic disease issue around the world, and it's a very costly disease in Australia. So at the moment, diabetes is costing our healthcare system, our society, and our economy a huge amount of money. And I think more emphasis should be focusing on preventing diabetes, especially from modifiable lifestyle behaviors such as diet and physical activity. I generally have an impression that there has been a bit more conversation about dietary interventions in terms of preventing type 2 diabetes. And I think physical activity needs to be out there as well as a whole package of a holistic lifestyle that help us prevent type 2 diabetes. And I think in a general sense, even beyond type 2 diabetes, doing more physical activity really doesn't seem to do more harms. It's good for our cardiovascular system. It's good for preventing cancers and mental health conditions. So I think there's really multiplicative reasons that we should have to promote physical activity, regardless of type 2 diabetes, and particularly for those with high risk of type 2 diabetes.
For people, individuals listening to this going, okay, I'll do more physical activity, a simple message for them?
Simple message for them is if you have any opportunities, move more. And if you can, move more vigorously.
Words to live by. Thank you so much, Melody.
Thank you for having me.
Associate Professor Melody Ding is an epidemiologist and population behavioural scientist in the Faculty of Medicine and Health at the University of Sydney.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.